Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Drift. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and let's be real. Life can feel like a constant race against the clock these days. We're bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and expectations that can leave us feeling drained, stressed, and sometimes even a little hard on ourselves. Ever get to the end of the day and think, man, I really beat myself up today? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon for navigating this crazy world with more grace and happiness? It's not a productivity hack or some fancy new app, it's something far simpler and powerful. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh, here we go with the fluffy stuff, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a pushover, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate self-compassion and become your own best cheerleader. First things first, recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes, we all stumble, and we all experience setbacks. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over those moments, acknowledge them as learning opportunities and chances to grow. Remember, you're not defined by your imperfections. You're defined by how you choose to respond to them. Next up, challenge your inner critic, that voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, the one telling you, you're not good enough, or, you'll never succeed. Well, it's time to give that voice a serious talking to. It's like having a grumpy roommate who just won't quit whining. Eventually, you realize you need to set some boundaries. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently remind yourself that they aren't facts. They're just opinions, often based on fear or insecurity. Now, let's talk about self-care. We all know it's important, but sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle that we neglect our own well-being. Make time for things that nourish your body and soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply curling up with a good book. These moments of self-care aren't selfish, they're essential for keeping you balanced and energized. Don't forget the power of gratitude. It might sound cliché, but focusing on what you're grateful for can seriously shift your perspective. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These little moments add up. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle with self-doubt and insecurities at times. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly healing. Whether it's joining a support group, talking to a trusted friend, or simply sharing your experiences online, know that there's a community of people out there ready to offer support and encouragement. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're working on a project, and things just aren't going smoothly. You hit a wall, feel frustrated, and start criticizing yourself for not being smart enough, or capable enough. Sound familiar? Now, imagine instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your frustration, and say to yourself, hey, it's okay to struggle. This doesn't define me. I'm going to break this down into smaller steps and keep moving forward. That's the power of self-compassion in action. By treating yourself with kindness and understanding, you create a space where you can learn, grow, and ultimately succeed. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and compassion, starting with your own. So, what's the takeaway here? Cultivating self-compassion isn't just about feeling good, it's about showing up for yourself in a way that allows you to thrive. It's about recognizing your worth, celebrating your strengths, and embracing your imperfections as part of what makes you unique. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words today. Let's spread some self-compassion love out there. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, you're doing amazing, just the way you are. See ya next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.